You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Very, very exciting. I'm now joined by another Tamaki Makaurau resident over here on the line. We have the one, the only, Lola, coming through to talk about their new EP, Outside World. Morena e hoa, how are you doing?
Kia ora, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to talk to you about this.
Of course. No, me as well. I love the album cover because there's like, what, four hands coming out? And
yeah.
Four arms? Sorry, not four hands. And you're wearing this like real, what would you even describe it as? It looks like a necklace that's been magnified by like 1,000%. It's this really, really crazy kind of black, I don't know, how do you describe it?
Well, my manager describes it as like my reptile skin.
Yes.
So that's one thing I've heard, but it's kind of like I worked with this amazing independent fashion designer, and originally I was like, I kind of just need a collar because the cover artwork's just going to be my torso. And then she just went like ham and made me this like reptile skin, basically. And then the four hands is like, it's supposed to be giving kind of like
Vitruvian man.
Yeah, like there's something not slightly human about it, which I really like.
I did hear a interview with you where I think you were talking about how transhumanism is quite an interesting field.
Yeah, like in the sense that I don't know, there's artists like Seb DeLisa who has sort of garments that kind of extend her body or form, and a lot of the themes of this EP are about like what's inside you and your humanness, and then what is outside of you and things that we can't necessarily see but can feel. So I'm really interested in kind of the connection with the unseen and I guess like spiritual entities came up a lot in the writing process, and especially like this last single. Yeah, just trying to get in touch with the spiritual world a little bit more has definitely brought me a lot of comfort.
Nice. I'm glad to hear. You know, they say that seeing is believing, but what does that make feeling? Right? Something to think on.
Exactly. Like, it's a lot for 9:30 in the morning, but I'm very interested in this.
Oh, it's exactly what we want at 9:30 in the morning. I listened to a chat you did with someone from BFM, and they asked you... Oh, no, you said, sorry, that you feel a bit alone in the kind of New Zealand music scene, and in Auckland as well, because there's not many people in the scene doing the kind of stuff you do, the kind of avant-garde electro-poppy shit. So... are you thinking that you feel quite a strong urge to places like Berlin, for example, where that stuff is more kind of a commonplace?
Definitely, but there's definitely things that that the New Zealand music scene has supported me with. So I guess by that statement, I just mean that there's definitely a New Zealand sound, and I don't have a New Zealand sound. And so there's definitely the witches and the dolls out there that... you know, there's a community here for sure, but there's a huge world out there, and I'm keen to explore it more. So yeah, that's what I kind of meant by that statement.
Yes, of course. And it's funny that you want to explore the world more because your parents were quite avid travellers, and you listened to a great deal of non-Western tunes growing up, you know. Did this also bring with it a lot of non-Western perspectives on being?
Yeah, exactly. And like, when I was growing up, we were really nomadic, so we went to lots of different places, and I went to lots of different schools, and I think that New Zealand, you don't realise how small it actually is until you kind of spread your wings a little bit and experience different cultures. And I think the world is a brutal but beautiful place, and the music that comes from different cultures is something that... I am really drawn to, and especially like Middle Eastern sounds and drum patterns and Andalusian folk sounds, so like South Spain. Yeah, all of that stuff was kind of in the house growing up, so it's definitely like bled into my subconscious a little bit. Yeah, I just think that there's a lot more artists now that are kind of leaning away from Western music and looking to the East a little bit more. And obviously, like, I try to do that with as much reverence as possible. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have two things to say to that. I mean, yes, exactly, you do that because on the first track there's a sitar that comes in. But secondly, did you know that the, I guess you could say broadly, like, the scale in a lot of Arabic music lines up pretty well with the Spanish scale for a lot of their traditional music, because obviously Spain used to be occupied by the Moors, who were, I believe, Arabic. I mean, they're definitely Muslim. I'm not too sure if they're Arabic. But yeah, fun coincidence, right?
Yeah, for sure. And like, yeah, there's a lot of even like Rosalia uses a lot of like Carnatic scales and all of that kind of thing. And yeah, flamenco is like such so beautiful. But yes, you can definitely hear those scales, and the blending of history is very interesting too. So I'm glad that you know that. It's like cool.
Yeah, big shout out to a friend of mine, Fee Carr, who told me that. I didn't fake that knowledge on my own. Fee is a very intelligent human being who told me that. But for you, music is quite visual, and I want to know, what kind of scenes did you imagine when you were creating this EP?
God, these are such beautiful questions.
Stop it.
It's like, it's a pleasure to talk to you about this stuff. Yeah, so for Spirits, the latest single, I guess I'll speak to that. So obviously, the pianos and the synthesizers are very nighttime, and I think a lot of this EP is very nighttime. And for me, like, specific chords and textures create, like, visuals in my head, almost in a hallucinatory capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And for Spirits, because the song is about... Well, it's really about, like, my connection with my father, who passed away when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and learning to realize that it's not necessarily like a goodbye, it's just that he exists around me in a different form, like both within me because he's part of my DNA,
mm-hmm.
but also that there's all of these unseen forces that we as humans just can't quite like see but can feel if we really like tap into them. So in terms of the textures, like piano is, I think, a really haunting but like grounding instrument. And a lot of the lyricism is about like nature and how you can feel the energy from these things that are outside of yourself. So the music sort of evokes that for me.
Mm. I want to touch on that a little bit more with the duality between the tracks Under and Above, and I heard you say in that BFM chat I mentioned earlier that Under is concerned with how people can escape themselves and their own inner worlds, whereas Above is them looking at those worlds from kind of an out of body detached kind of bird's eye view. So it's a trek versus a helicopter ride. With an EP that's that emotionally charged, as you mentioned before, and undergirded by grief, you know, how do these forces interplay when you make music?
Oh, wow, your questions are so good. Okay, so I think for me, when I was making the EP, I really had to, like, be by myself pretty much the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I would bring other musicians in for, like, particular instruments. So sitar was Tiara Kelly. And the guitar is Drew Barnicot. But mostly I had to really just sit by myself in my room and write this stuff by myself and sing it by myself, because I think, like, when you're in that sort of level of isolation, all of these things that you don't necessarily, like, rationally realize but creatively come out of you, and I think that creativity is, like, a very magical and spiritual and healing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these concepts kind of just, like, emerge from my subconscious and kind of reveal to me, like, what I was dealing with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, so essentially you were under, in a sense. You were investigating your own world and drawing a lot of inspiration from that.
Exactly, and I had... I was living in Kingston at the time. I had, like, a little tiny home studio in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I honestly felt really alone, mm-hmm. and I felt like... So for the first track, Under, I felt like there were things that I really wanted to achieve in life, and they were becoming more and more, I guess, like, further away from me, or they were at least feeling that way. And so I in the track, there's this piano part that's just like do 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 do, and I just kind of, it was almost like a metronome of my heartbeat, and yeah, I just felt really alone in that moment. And so that's kind of the starting place of where I started to make this record. And then as time went on through making it, I started to escape those, like, I guess, claustrophobic feelings, and I guess, like, leave my body in a way, mm-hmm. and observe myself and the things that I was going through from making this music. And then it kind of all culminated in the end with Spirits, where I realized that a lot of the things that I was struggling with were, like, the finality of death and struggling with the future and whether things are, like, laid out for you and they're destined, or whether you can do things to bring your dreams to fruition. Mm-hmm. So it's quite, like, linear in the sense that it starts with this very, like, painful place and then moving towards realization and freedom in that realization.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you get the sense of the desolation from the art on these singles, which is these, I don't know how you describe them, but these beautiful kind of black and silver panels.
Sigils.
That's the term.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful sigils. And then the second, you know, the album cover is obviously you, and you're wearing that that reptile skin. And there's also plants growing out of you, which is, you know, symbolizes growth. And yeah, that's beautiful. I want to thank you for your time coming on the program this morning. I do have one more question. Will you be visiting Te Waipounamu to play any shows anytime soon?
At the moment, I am planning to move to the UK, so I think...
So the answer's yes.
The answer's yes. But the thing about being online is it's great because we can always connect and we can call anytime. Mm-hmm. And so next time we chat, I'll probably be calling you from some Scottish ruin or something where I'm hanging out with the fairies.
Nice, so, nice.
Not the worst place to be. But yeah, thank you so much for the chat and for your really considered questions. It means a lot, the level of engagement that you've had with these concepts. So it's made my morning.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And thank you for bringing such beautiful music into the world.
Thank you. Have a lovely morning.
You too. Mā te wā. All right, folks. That was Lola. We're chatting about their new EP, Outside World. We're going to play Above from that EP. And then we have There's a Tuesday coming through to talk about their new album, Blush. It's been a busy morning. It's going to get hopefully more chill, but I'm loving these chats. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.